Hello, everyone.
But I have to tell you that just in case, see that sign up there? Who can tell me what it says? EXIT.
Exit.
Who said that? You're absolutely right, it says exit. So just in case we have to go out, that's where we go out if there's an emergency. I'm required by law to say that. Okay. Anyway, without further ado,
sure. Can you all hear me? Well, first of all, welcome on this cold, bright Saturday. And I'm here with my good friends. To my extreme right, we have Adam Klippel on piano.
Hello. Woo! You just came up to our floor here, right?
I did.
That's awesome.
Yes, it is. Nice to be home.
Yes. And also to my right is Darren Lipper on bass. To my left is Mr. Cheo Piña Rodriguez and Congas. And yours truly, Ivan Rodriguez. Thanks again for making it, guys. Thank you, thank you. For the, that was actually a song written in 1963 by Tito Puente, who was a very well-known Latin band leader. And he passed on in 2000, but he is still with us in spirit in so many ways. Moving on, the next song is called Obsesión, which is written by another Puerto Rican, actually from the island. His name is Pedro Flores, and he was actually a bolero songwriter. And this song, again, is Obsesión.
So that song, just a little, briefly, that song, we sang the melody. The melody was, Oye, ¿cómo va? Can everybody do that? Can I hear that? Oye, ¿cómo va? So that's a melody. And then when I played all that crazy stuff, we call that a solo. That's when I start doing, I play, like I'm playing with, you know, a toy or a ball, but I just play with the piano and I have a good time. And,
oh, yeah.
And so then this next song, the melody isn't going to be sung. The melody is I'm going to play it instrumentally. So if it be Oye, ¿cómo va? I'd play. So you'll hear a different melody on the piano. And then instead of me taking the first play time, the first solo, we're going to have the bass player take the first play time. So we're going to give him the ball. So these are just little things to listen for.
Is playtime like improv?
Playtime is like improvisation, yes. So we're improvising, we're making it up, but over the same song, over the same melody, over the same situation. We don't get to do whatever we want, you know, we still have to, you know, throw the ball down the line. But we get to throw the ball. So, okay. We're going to start off with the other thing to listen for. We're going to start off with some clave that's going to bring the song in, and you're going to hear this clave throughout the whole tune. This is just a rhythmic, a clapping thing that happens throughout the whole song.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. So real quick, what's this instrument that I get to play? Anybody know the name of this instrument?
Anyone know the instrument?
It's a fun one. Yes, it is a piano. That's very good. And so what's the instrument that our friend in the middle gets to play here? That's it. That's a bass.
All right.
Very good.
And so then what's the instrument on the end over there?
This is a tricky one.
There used to be congas. Well, this is the best. They don't have the body, the usual conga. Just make it more portable to carry around. You know, I don't drive, so easy for me. So
they're frisbee congas.
Yes.
That's what they are.
These are percussion. They're also known as hand, you know, the drums that you play with your hand, as opposed to, it's in the middle?
Anyone?
Drums.
Right, drums.
Very usually good. Played with the sticks. This is a Coke bottle. This would be a shaker, which I'm actually familiar with because my daughter uses the shaker quite often.
All right.
But the,
I think they certainly could.
We will bring them up in just a short while.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we have more. We brought some stuff to play with, but we're glad that they have more.
Yes, definitely.
So then who had the ball? Anyone can tell us. So the bass player had the ball first. Then I took the ball back. So who had the ball last? Who took the ball at the very end of the song?
The guy with the weird hair.
You mean the guy with the cool hair?
The cool hair.
You may think it's weird, but always call it cool. That's called diplomacy. It's a good thing to learn.
But I like it. It's unique.
Exactly. Unique is good, too. Yeah, so we passed it at the end of the song. We passed it to the kunga, or the hand drums, and then we passed it to the drummer to finish it up.
That's right. So with this next song, I'm actually going to use a shaker, just like Catherine showed us a moment ago. And we're going to sing and then gradually start bringing in the instruments. So you'll see how the song actually begins to develop. All right? Súmate a mi actividad, muévete, muévete, deja, oye, pero déjate llevar, muévete, muévete, dale con el corazón, muévete, muévete. Muévete, muévete. Mírame, mírame.
muévete, muévete.
So that was a very different song than all the other ones. This song was more of a pop song, as more of, compared to more of the traditional jazz Latin we were playing. But it still, it comes from that same rhythm that we made you do before. We let you do before. Same rhythm.
Shave, hair, cut, shampoo. Shave, hair, cut, shampoo. Shave, hair, cut, shampoo. Share, shampoo. Clave. We want to try? Let's try, guys. Ready? One, two, three, four. Shave, hair, cut, shampoo. 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 Shave, hair, cut. Going, guys. Okay, so for the next song, We're going to do a Brazilian number by an artist named Javan. And this one is called Fato Consumado. And this rhythm is called samba.
Two rhythms to listen for here is in this music, and it's a big two. It's like one, pickum, doom, pickum, pickum, pickum. So if you had a really big, usually play that on the tom tom, usually there's a big drum, and they go pickum, dipum,
surdo,
dipum, dipum, a bum. So this is all two, one, two, one, two. So it's the big two, one, two. Then with the shaker, that's really hard. You want to go.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. very good with all the shakers. Awesome.
Fala português.
You know, so just to make sure, do we have? Can I have a Coke bottle? We're gonna play this a lot slower because we want you to hear the two and then how the shaker's supposed to go. Oh, I love, and it's organic too.
You want to try this one?
No, this is great. Well, maybe that one's better. No, I'll join the kids. So let's go. So hold on. So let's start off just on the first section. We're gonna go a lot slower, and we're gonna listen for the two. We're gonna try and get the two first, and then we're gonna get the shaker together. All right. So can we just start up? That big two. So before you shake. That's how you feel it. It's like we're just counting the two, like on Sesame Street, but even easier than Sesame Street. Two, one. The shaker happens all the time, but you want an accent on it. You want to go
a hand. Nice job, guys.
That's from Brazil. That's a samba.
That's right. Samba. Can everyone say samba?
Samba.
Samba. All right. Samba. So, picadillo.
Yeah.
So we're moving on to another Tito Puente song called Picadillo. And
so what should you play on the shaker? That's a question for you. We could do the clave, which is hitting it.
We could do the clave. Does everybody remember the clave?
So you know, I think sometimes it's better to have the shampoo before the haircut.
Shampoo, shave, haircut, shampoo.
Much better.
All right.
Because then your hair is clean. You don't want to haircut the dirty hair and then wash it. That doesn't make any sense. So that's what we're gonna do. So let's try to get
shampoo, shave, hair, cut, 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 shampoo. Thank you.
I played the melody, then I got to play the ball. Now we're gonna hand the ball over to the percussionist, to the conga, the hand drums. You know when you bang on the table at home and you're not supposed to? Now you're supposed to bang on the table. This is the table to bang on. Anyone can go. Time's running short. Bang on the table. Just hit it.
Let's get his number after the gig.
Yeah.
Alright. Hey, alright. Hey, can I get your number?
So we're going to do something to end this song where if you see that when we play, we don't actually talk to each other. We're not like, okay, no, give me the ball. No, I want the ball. No, give me the ball. No, I want the ball. We don't actually say anything. We say these things to each other musically. So we're gonna have a little cue here. We're going to play the melody. Then we're going to play the melody in a funny way. And that funny way is going to cue the ending. And that's how we talk to each other. Here we go. So this music was all meant for dancing. Really, there's no need to sit down. This was really a social music.
That's exactly
people
right.
Met and they after work and they went out and they went dancing, and that's how the, you know, people got married and had children. was this music right here?
So you see, music starts it all. So with that, on that premise, as Adam was just saying, how we communicate musically with one another, we're gonna actually just start a conversation right now. We're not even sure what we're gonna say to one another, but we're gonna come up with words and sentences as we go along. So I'm gonna give it to Adam at this point and let him bring us all in one by one.
The pressure.
We know you can handle it. Thank you.
I really didn't know what we were going to do. I'm glad you all came in with the shakers. That helped out. The stop.
You see that?
And then I when I came in with this, that's a typical cha-cha piano part. So then they knew we're going to play a cha-cha. And because they're fast, they're like, okay, it's cha-cha time. You know, it's like when you want to be a pirate and then everyone's a pirate. But sometimes you don't want to be a pirate.
So that's how we set it up, you see?
Are there any questions?
Any questions at all, please. We have a question. Oh, I'm sorry, once again?
How frequently do you practice?
Wow, well, as often as we get a chance to. Maybe once or twice a week if we get the chance.
You know, it all depends. Because then also there's individual practice, too. And in theory, you know, we should do that every day. But I'm up every day at 7:30 a.m. with my one-year-old, so I don't really practice anymore. So I don't practice at all, unfortunately. But I'm going to get back.
But you see, when
there was a time when it was eight, I did practice 8 hours a day.
Right. There, we all had that time. And I think as you progress, as you get better as a musician, you learn how to communicate and how to anticipate what the other musicians you're playing with are going to do. So you may not have the opportunity to rehearse that much together, but if you've had enough experience on the bandstand, then you kind of know what people are going to do around you. So you sort of respond. Again, the language thing. Which brings us to the conclusion of today's concert with all the guys that were out there with instruments. I want you to come forward a little bit because we're going to do a little rumba. Okay? Does anyone know what a rumba is? Anyone? A rumba is a drum jam, basically. It comes from Cuba, and it's based around the conga drums, but there are also other parts that come into it as well. And that's what it sounds like. It's wawanko is the... Right. And remember that rhythm we learned? Where are all those shakers?
So listen to the conga. Wah, 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 go. Wah, 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 bam. Everybody sing that.
Bum, 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 bum. Wah, bum, bum, bum. Wah, 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 go. Wah, wah, wah.
Come on up and get other instruments. We got shakere.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah.
What's your name?